Hello?
Oh, hi, Larissa, please.
Yes.
Hi, Larissa. This is Tina from Local Splash. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm doing pretty good. Thank you for asking. So I was just calling because I noticed that we're having trouble processing this month's payment, and I didn't know if there's some...
I canceled, and I said that 2 months ago. That's why they gave me a month free. Do you remember that?
So in the notes, it says that you did call to cancel, but they offered you the free month, and you decided to continue. And then they even put that they reminded you that your next billing date would be August 26th.
And
so,
I told her I couldn't do it because I'm having family issues and I don't have the money to do it. My business is not going as well as I wanted it to.
I see. So I need to give you some options then, Larissa, because in the terms and conditions that you acknowledged with your e-signature, you agreed to an automatic renewal each month on the 26th. And in order to prevent that charge, you have to cancel 3 business days prior. And because you accepted the free month, it was a retention effort. One question, though, have you been on your dashboard to see the results that you're getting by chance?
Nope, I have not been on that at all.
Oh, my goodness. Okay, because this is showing me that in the time that you've been with us, your company has been found on the first page of Google 380 times, and you've had 21 Google actions, including clicks to your site and clicks to call you from the first page, and 271 image views to the pictures that we have displayed on your Google business page. So I'm thinking that you're probably getting at least some solid work out of this, and maybe you're just not aware. Do you ask people when they call you how they found you by chance?
Yeah, people have been saying Facebook because I made a Facebook group.
Okay. So in the optimization to get a business on the first page, it does help to have a Facebook. So that's also a destination that we include. We include Facebook, Yelp, Yellow Pages, Yahoo, City Search, Super Pages, Merchant Circle. You're actually on 46 directories in addition to the first page placement on Google and Bing. So a couple of options. Number one, you could pay the $199 past due and cancel if you wanted to. But since I can see that that will dramatically affect your business, I could also put you into friends and family pricing of $149 moving forward. That would at least save you $50 off the past due balance. And then I can grandfather you into that rate ongoing. Now, with that $149 package, you're still on the first page of Google locally. You're still on the first page of Bing. The website stays up and running. Have you seen the website that we built you?
Liberty gave us no information.
No, I haven't had anything for a while. And that's why I stopped checking it. I haven't been checking it or anything. So that's why I was like, oh, my goodness. Like, I got to stop this. And like I said, with family problems, my husband's son don't want to comply and move out and leave. And he's not a nice person. So we have to see our lives. And
yeah, I'm so sorry to hear that, Larissa.
$149 don't sound bad, but I don't have it right now.
Right now, we don't have it.
I
can give you guys more time. That's no problem. But I want to let you know one thing. We have been sending you email updates throughout. So if you don't see them in your inbox, check your filtered mail. But I'm going to send you a fresh login to your dashboard so that when everything's squared away, that way you can go in and you can see all of these results.
Right? I'll go in and do it today.
Yeah, and you can even go in there and update the payment information if you wanted to. So, and then the second one, and I already made that adjustment, so if you go to update it online, it will already show the $149 pricing, so I already did that for you. The second email I'm going to send you, Larissa, is I noticed with all the good results that you're getting on Google that you still don't have any reviews posted on your Google page. And sometimes that will affect conversion, meaning if there's companies up there next to you that have a 5-star rating and you don't, you know, it might affect who the person is actually hiring. So I just sent you a second email that says learn how to get more reviews, and this will help you get that 5-star rating on your Google listing. And I know that once that happens, you're going to see even better results because that will help you with even stronger placement, but also a higher conversion, okay?
Right.
Well, okay.
What I think what happened was when we were, I think, I heard 45 days one time. And I think I had, because he's very impatient, so, you know, and I'm trying to run my business, you know, have my house, plus deal with my ailments that I have, you know, and
yes, that's a lot.
Something, and I'm like, okay, well, he's missing the bar, so I'm gonna stop. That's why I called, and I that's why I wanted to have advertisement. You know what I mean? We've never been this big, but we've worked it for 5 years, and we did a decent job. But I want to go bigger. You know what I mean? I want to get out
there.
So that's
why this program will definitely do it for you, because when you think about it, everybody says let's Google it when they need something, you know? And you're already ranking on the first page, so it's just going to get stronger and stronger based on getting reviews here and there. And the more people that call you, the stronger your placement gets. So it always grows. And you guys are past that 45-day mark, so you're already, you know, getting results from the first page. So, So if you want, Larissa, it's showing me that the credit card we have on file is no good. I can update the card, and then we can just process it Friday or Monday or whenever you think would be better.
Come on, Doug. Get out of here. Hold on one second.
Yep.
I'm trying to get dressed, and I've got puppies.
My dogs do that, too. They follow me everywhere. It's so funny. They're so clingy, aren't they? But I love it.
I do. I really do love it. I just turned 47 on Saturday. And
how much?
47.
Wow. Happy birthday. That's awesome.
And I don't know. My husband got me a puppy. She's a Ronnie pit bull beagle. So she's little, but she's so cute. And then my husband got his son a pit bull puppy because the guy was being mean to the dog, so we took him, and he was all bone, and now he's getting big.
Wow. Oh, thank you for doing that. Thank you for being his forever home. We had rescued a pit bull many years ago, same thing. We found her running around at the park, and she was skin and bones. And we ended up taking her in, and we found the original owners, and he said that we could keep her, and she was the best dog, you know? So
yeah, we have two dogs. Yep. We have a pit bull American bully, and then we have a pit bull pit bull boxer, and oh my goodness. I always bull masters.
Ooh, wow. So you have four all together, right?
Yep, I have. The bull master is the same age as my daughter. We got her the same year that my daughter was born. Vanessa was born June 2nd, and Bella was born December 5th. So
wow.
The same age. And that's Vanessa's dog, and she's awesome.
That's the Bull Mastiff, and the name is Bella?
Yes.
That's so funny, because I have three dogs, but what, the smallest one is a little 10-pound Havanese, and her name is Bella. So we have on your end the big, huge Bull Mastiff, and on my end the little tiny one, you know?
My three dogs are Bella, Bo, and Beauty. Beauty's my baby.
Oh, I love the name.
Well, I'm trying to, my daughter likes the Disney princesses, so I'm trying to do all the Disney princesses. Bo we got because we rescued him from another family who rescued him from Georgia. He was abandoned in a warehouse. So we, my landlord's daughter went all the way from South Carolina to Georgia and picked up his dog. And she kept him for a little while, and then she started having kids, and he don't care. He just post-fires. So,
yeah.
Instead of him, and plus he was chewing clothes and everything, which they didn't tell me that, so I found out the habit.
He must have been a puppy still when you got him, huh?
No, they were both 4 years old.
And they were chewing clothes? That is hysterical. So yeah. Did you get them? Did you train them to stop?
Yeah, they got kennels.
Oh, there you go. Yeah, because I was going to say, I bet that since now they had a good family, you know, you could work with them. That's good. That's really good.
We have a maybe 4-month-old pup and almost 6-month-old pup. My beauty's sick. The puppy that we just got, he's like maybe 3-4 months.
Oh, and that puppy is a beagle, pit bull, and what was the other mix? Beagle, pit bull.
Roddy.
And Roddy, okay. Wow, that's a good mix, because they say Rottweilers are so loyal, you know? That's a really good mix, so, yeah.
That's what I said at Walmart yesterday. Everybody wanted to pet my dog, and she let only a few people, but she wouldn't let everybody.
Yeah. I bet she's going to check in with you, too. Like, look back at you, make sure you're still there, because they'll stay loyal to their owner, those Rottweiler mixes, for sure. So that's good. That's really – I've always wanted a Rottweiler. My older two big ones are a Boxer mix and a Chinese Sharpei mix, but he looks more like a pit bull, so everybody thinks he's mixed with pit bull, which he probably is, but I've just never done the DNA on him, you know, because I just thought – I love him no matter what breed he is, so it doesn't really matter to me, but everybody, like, he gets a little bit of, like, bad slack from people at dog parks and stuff. Oh, here comes the pit bull. Everybody put your dogs on leashes. But he's the nicest one out of the three.
Della loves all kinds of dogs. Bo?
Yeah.
No. He's the dominant one. If Bella was to go to the door, like say the screen door was open and Bella went to the door to protect the house, he would run after her and scold her and make her sit in the back while he was at the door.
Oh my gosh, that's funny. So he's an alpha dog.
Oh yeah, he's the one. You know, yep.
Oh
I think I'm going to him, though, because he's starting to get real aggressive with everybody. He tried biting my husband. He tried biting his son. He's just getting really bad.
That's scary.
I mean, it's just recently, you know. I mean, well, we had a lot of changes in the house, too, so it's probably the reason why he's aggressive, because of all the changes. And I know
you should go on YouTube and look at some of the, like, Caesar Milan videos. I bet that there's some techniques that you could learn to get him to stop, you know?
Yeah.
It's like, it's amazing how those dog trainers do everything. I took mine just to basic obedience 1 and 2, which is good because they have, like, the basic skills to have manners. But, you know, I've never gone, like, farther than that because the dog training gets expensive, but I'm happy they at least have the basics, you know? And then now that they're out of that, if I see any kind of behavior that I want to address, I just go to YouTube because there's all the videos on there, and that's free. Right?
Right. Well, I used to I love Animal Planet, so I watch Dogs 101.
Yes, I know that one.
I like the Yukonuba training and everything, the dog shows. I like all that stuff. I watch a lot of dog things. I like pit bulls and parolees. I love all the dog stuff. So I learned my own techniques, and I trained them the way that I would like them. And they listen.
I bet they do. Yeah, because you're like their pack leader now, right?
I'm handicapped. I have spasmodic dysplasia, which is a form of cerebral palsy. I have severe anxiety. I've got like arthritis in my whole body, so it's hard to move. All these dogs, when they come around me, they just want to lay near me, lay on my legs, lay in my lap. Every one of them.
That's what I love about dogs. My husband, he's not a dog person, but he still loves the dogs, you know, but he's not as much as I am. But he's always like, why do you have to have so many dogs? I tell him, because when you come home and you haven't been home all day, they're always happy to see you. They never get, oh, why did you take too long and you went and ran another errand? They're always happy. It doesn't matter, and it just brings so much joy, you know. And my mom used to say, because I'd come in and I'd make a big deal about, oh, my babies, how are you? And they'd get so excited. And she said, you know, the dog trainers say you're not supposed to do that. You're not supposed to get them so excited when you come in because then they start jumping and they have bad behavior. And I told her, you know what? Dogs have such a short life. If that's the little bit of joy that I can bring them every day by playing with them when I come home, I'm going to do it. I don't care what the dog trainers say.
Exactly. Your dog can still be the way you want her to be, but she can...
because sometimes they say when you walk in, you should be really calm. Don't even acknowledge them. Just put your stuff down, and that way they don't get too excited. Right. And I'm like, no, I love it when they get excited. That's the point, you know.
my dogs, you can train them not to jump. They can just greet you at the door, you know, if you wanted to. You know what I'm saying? So I don't understand why they say don't do that for bad behavior. They're not going to do it to everybody.
Yep, exactly. Yeah. I caught my son doing that yesterday. He was giving treats to the boxer mix, and every time he'd like have her sitting and she would be waiting, and he'd put it like in front of her nose where she'd jump up to get it, and then he'd give it to her, and I saw him do it like 3 or 4 times, and I corrected him. I said, no, don't give it to her if she jumps. I said, just make sure all 4 paws are on the floor. Because you're trying to not teach her to jump. Because if she thinks she can get a treat when she jumps, she's going to think she can jump on people. And, you know, so I said, don't do that, you know. Yeah, so he was like, oh, wow, I didn't think about that. Good point. I'm like, don't. If she starts jumping, that's when you take it away from her and you don't give it to her, you know. So,
husband.
Let me get the payment, the new card on here, and then I can process it at a different, like in a week or so, if you like, whenever you think it's doable.
All right.
It's the same way how it works, right? They say we get a job and we have to pay for it even if we don't get the job.
No, that's Angie Leeds. That's not us. What we do is we optimize Jack of All Trades to be on the first page of Google and Bing so that when people are looking for home improvement or handyman, they see your business on the first page and they call you directly. So you guys pay the same $149 rate whether you get 5 jobs or whether you get 50 jobs. It's just a flat rate month to month. What Angie Leads does is they send you leads, and you have to pay for each lead, whether it converts into a job or not. So that's a different service. Mm-hmm.
Right. I've already reported them. So
I hear horror stories about that company, to be honest, you know, and I'm never one to talk bad about another company, but I hear sometimes what they're doing is, sometimes they're sending people leads that are 150 miles away or they're in a bogus category, and then they still charge them for them. You know, it's horrible what they do. I had some guy that had like $2,000 worth of lead feeds on there, and he wasn't getting any work. He kept running all over town bidding on all this work, but he would get undercut by other guys because they were selling that same lead to him and to everybody else out there, you know?
What they did to me is they charged me $1,800, almost $1,900.
Oh, no, Larissa.
I didn't get no jobs from them. None.
Oh.
None.
Look at the one they sent us on that we didn't even have the equipment to do the job.
Right. They sent me an add-on to a garage. It's 30 by 30.
Yeah.
Dude, I'm a small business. What are you doing?
Yeah, you're listed under handyman, and they're putting you under like a general contractor that can do room additions, you know?
Yeah.
That's crazy.
Oh, we can redo a room. I'm not placing a room. I don't have the equipment to do that.
Yeah, the equipment, we could do it.
Right.
But don't
I
have
ain't that big yet. We could, we do it. We know how, but
I think you should call them and try to get credited back for some of that $1,800 because I do hear that
they didn't get it. They did not get it.
Oh, good. Okay. Yeah, because I was going to say some people tell me that they'll call them and they'll say, look, I didn't have the equipment or this was a bad lead or it wasn't close to me, and they will give it, you know, credit it back. But the problem is it becomes impossible to manage because it happens all the time, you know? So, yeah, you're doing well with this program. So I always say, you know, if something's working, stick with it. And once you get on the dashboard, you'll be able to see the results for yourself.
Well, yeah,
but question, Larissa, for the new card, is it still the same billing address on 213 Crawford Avenue?
Yes. Don't.
Okay. And then I'm ready for the card number whenever you are.
Okay, 4427.
Okay.
4202.
Okay.
6762.
Okay.
0109.
Okay, expiration?
727.
And then the code on the back?
031. Now I gotta tell you about this card now.
Okay.
This card. Mm-hmm. Go ahead.
I just stored the information, but go ahead. Tell me about the card.
Okay. This card, Frank has one with his own number. I have one with my own number. And it is for Jack of All Trades OH.
Okay. So does it have your name on it, or does it say Jack of All Trades OH?
Nope. Says Larissa A. Robinson, Jack of All Trades, OH. But you can just use Larissa Robinson. Either way you put it,
it'll still.
Yep. But what I was telling you, this is a business card.
Okay. So when do you want me to try to process the 149?
On the 4th. So then it gives me a whole day on the 3rd to put the money in there. To make
okay,
sure that
no problem. I'm setting up the invoice right now for the 4th, so that way it won't try to process it sooner. So here we go.
I'm sure there will be money in there before that, but I just want to make sure because, like I said, we're having problems, and I want to make sure that we have the money there for you, and it's not, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Now, is there a way that the only one that calls me from there is you?
Not really, because we have a whole customer support team, and sometimes if a technician's working on your account and they need to update something on the website, they'll call you from that department. So typically all I do is I call out and collect failed payments. But you can always, always use me as a point of contact, Larissa. So let's say that you had to call in for something. and you call me, and let's say that it's a technical thing and I can't help you, at least I can get you to the person that can, okay?
Right.
So I'll send you my direct extension, which is 777. So like I said, always if you wanted something, you can call me first, and then I can get you to the right person, okay?
Your number is 777. Do you know what that is?
I always look at it as God's number in the Bible. That's why I always wanted it. But yeah. Some people say like, oh, lucky seconds, like a slot machine. And I'm like, no, I look at it like God's number in the Bible.
Absolutely. That's the way I look at it. I'm Wiccan. Well, I'm every religion. You know what I mean? Like,
I haven't heard of that before. That's cool. What's it called?
I'm Wiccan. I'm a witch. I'm a solitary witch.
Wiccan. Okay. Yeah, you know what? I was watching The Bachelorette last night, and they went to Salem, Mass for a hometown, and there was a lot of, like, that witchery going on up there in Salem, Mass, which I didn't know.
Yeah.
I didn't know that stuff was going on.
Yeah.
You what?
I come from Massachusetts. That's where I was born and raised.
Oh, wow. So now I know. I never knew something like that, like, was very prevalent out there on the East Coast. So it was kind of funny because they had a witch that put, like, a love spell on the couple. But then right after they left, the whole table crashed. And they said, we don't know if that's a bad sign. right after she gave us a blessing or whatever, a spell, that the whole table crashed, you know?
You're not supposed to put spells on love because love is not, you do that, it's going to be really, really bad. Whatever you send out is going to come back to you threefold. So if you send out someone attracted to you, they're going to be so attracted to you that they're going to kill you.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
That's scary.
Oh, yeah. So I don't mess with that stuff. I only do, like, money spells. Like, when I go to bingo or something, I'll do a money spell. Or I do it just for myself. I don't do it for everybody else. You know what I'm saying? It's
me. Yeah, that's kind of what I do. I say a little prayer in the morning, Lord, bless my day, and he does. I don't ask for money. I don't ask for anything, like, monetary, but I just ask for a blessing, and then he does. It's amazing. So, well, you won't forget me, Larissa. If you need anything, you just put in that 777. I just texted you my number, too, so you have it. And then we'll get your payment squared away on the 4th. And then I also put a note here that once it processes, I'll push the next billing out to the 4th. That way, each month, your billing will be on that date rather than on the 26th, okay?
Because the 26th is a busy day. That's when we pay all the bills that are late, but it's going to be, like, almost shut off because we're handing money out to his son.
I figured, because you said that the 3rd, you put everything in, and it's better to process it on the 4th. So I put a note in here. On the 4th, I'll come in and make sure the payment processes, and then I'll push the next one out 30 days. So then you'll be good until October 4th, okay?
Okay, sounds good.
And then please don't forget, I sent you those emails, so if you have any questions about them, just feel free to call me, okay?
I'm going to go star them right now.
Okay, sounds good. You're welcome, Larissa. Have a good day. Nice talking to you. Okay, bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye.